The honey imported into the U.S. might not be what you think it is. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gerard Dumoncas, associate professor of chemistry at the University of Scranton, determines how to tell if it's pure or altered.
Raw honey is consumed as a sweetener and for therapeutic purposes. Like many foods today, honey often is adulterated with corn, cane, beet, and rice syrups, often to maximize profits, and this has been known to damage the liver, heart, and brain. Domestic honey is usually pure, but imported honey often arrives in doctored form. Food fraud continues to grow globally, with honey accounting for 7% of food fraud cases. My research focuses on the development of an inexpensive spectrometer device and a smartphone app that can identify the presence of honey adulterants in minutes. We have also done a comprehensive research on the different types of honey adulterants, as well as studied the various detection methods to determine the adulterants present in honey, which are known to be expensive and time-consuming. It is known that common sugar adulterants increase blood sugar, diabetes, weight gain, obesity, as well as blood pressure. Our smartphone application system quickly identifies adulterants in honey using an infrared spectrometer that is simple to use and determines the floral and geographical origin of honey potentially. This will greatly enhance honey importers' ability to determine the authenticity as well as its price properly.
That was Gerard Dumoncas of the University of Scranton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.